John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Great White, once bitten, twice shy. The John DiBella Show. We're at 30 degrees now, going to 43. A mostly sunny day is ahead of us. Ahead of us, Santana and Earth, Wind & Fire tickets for the Endgame at 8:35. He's got a new Netflix special, You're Doing Great, and he's also going to be at the Keswick Theater on March 7th. Tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. It is always nice to say that Tom Papa is on the line. Hiya, Tom.
Hey, good to hear from you.
So, are you doing great?
Yeah, I am. Things are good. The special came out. People are loving it.
I loved it. I watched it one night. My wife was away, and I just sat there and said, oh, this is going to be fun. It'd be like having a friend over.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, and that's what people keep saying after when they hit me up. They're like, it's really funny, but more than that, I just felt better when it was over.
Well, it's true. It's true, because when you watch the special, so many of the things that he talks about is like, you know what? He's right. And I do feel better. I am doing great.
Yeah. You know, as I've been touring around, there's like a lot of anxiety out there, and people feel like they're not doing enough, and everybody's overworked, and looking at people on social media, and they think that their life pales in comparison, but nobody's living this amazing life, you know? They're just posting things on Instagram with their best moments to make you feel crummy about your life.
I don't know if you saw this, but some girl went to an IKEA somewhere, took pictures as if she was staying in a luxury hotel, and then sent them out to friends as if she had gone on this fabulous vacation.
Yeah, exactly. My daughter, for some reason at Christmas, my family gave me like a little drone, like a mini drone.
Okay.
And it was very nice, but I had no interest in having a drone. And I slowly came out during the day as my daughter was like, are you charging it? Are you charging it? Are we going to use it? Are we going to use it? She wanted me to get it so I could film her with drone shots for her Instagram account.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's a setup.
We go on vacation together. She's 14. These professional-grade videos of her on vacation. You would think she's vacationing alone. No one from the family's in it. There's no pictures of her sister, no pictures of us. Just her coming out of the water like she's a movie star.
How old are your daughters now?
14 and 17.
Okay, so one's getting ready for college?
Yes, it's so upsetting.
Really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like, suddenly it occurred to me, you know, you spend your whole life with them. And I said to her the other day, I was like, I didn't want this house. I didn't want to live in this town. I didn't even want this dog. I didn't want any of this. This was all for you. Now you're going to leave? But then I realized when my younger daughter leaves, then I'm going to be in a good shape, because then I could just go back to living like I was when I was free, when I was 19.
Oh, yeah, that's what you believe. Your wife has probably very different plans.
I know. That's actually the scariest part, is that my wife, I could tell, like, she's thinking, well, then I'll just go on the road with you. I was like, oh, no. I was going to do a gig a couple months ago, and she wanted to come along with me. And it's just like one night, like just in California, just going, doing the show and spending one night and coming back. I'm like, yeah, you can come. That'll be fun. Thinking, oh, geez, you know, I'm still working. I have to work. Should I bring my bathing suit? Oh, I'm in trouble. We're not going to do cannonballs. We're going to do a comedy show.
You know, I don't get to travel all that much. I can only imagine how scary that is nowadays.
It's not there yet, but you definitely realize, like, oh, if it reaches a tipping point, you're not stopping. You know, I mean, everybody coughs on the planes. You know what,
yeah,
I mean? Like, all year long is just like some old dude next to me, like, falling asleep on my shoulder and coughing right into my face. So I don't know how any of that's going to change.
I didn't know that was allowed in first class.
Oh, please. I'm in the back, stuck between two businessmen, eating pretzels like a praying mantis.
I mean, with all this traveling, do you have, you know, what is your number one pet peeve of traveling?
My number one pet peeve is the people that dress the way they do, like, while they're going to bed at night.
Yeah, pajamas in public.
And carrying a pillow.
Yeah, and carrying their own pillow, which is a real psychopath. If you're a grown-up and you carry your pillow out of your bedroom, you better have the flu and you better stop at the couch. If you open the front door and take it out into the world with you, you should be caught with a net and we should never see you again. No, and these people that go, they're in their pajamas, they've got flip-flops on, and they're just taking all their clothes off as they're getting on the plane, because it's not just to be comfortable, it's so they can get more undressed while they're on the plane. And I'm sitting there, and this guy's big man feet are on my lap. I saw a guy gripping the magazine rack in front of him with his toes.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, come on. I'm not saying we all have to walk around in tuxedos, but
right.
Please, act like a grown-up.
Well, Tom Papa is going to be at the Keswick Theater on Saturday the 7th. Tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. I recommend his Netflix special highly. You're doing great.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, every time you did that in the special, it was like, I felt better every time you set something up. You're doing great. You're fine.
Yeah. Well, that's the way you got to look at it. You know, things are tough out there. How great do you expect it to be? You're actually doing great already.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for taking the time.
Always great to talk to you.
You take care, dude. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.